Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. What's the next myth you want to take on? Martin, you're on a roll.
Well, how about soy?
All right. So I've been hearing stuff that I shouldn't be taking soy.
Yes, that's correct. You shouldn't. Now, here's the thing.
Okay, then. I guess that's not a myth.
Well, you know, there's a myth and there's a myth and there's a myth. For instance, we use soy lecithin in the Exula superfoods, and we promote the lecithin as one of the most beneficial supplements you could ingest. And it does phenomenal, wonderful things in the human body. I mean, the lecithin is the universal solvent that helps you emulsify fat-soluble things into your water transport mechanism. You know, your lymphatic system and your blood are water-based colloids. So in order to move stuff to water-based, you have to emulsify it. And lecithin is the emulsifier. So anything that's fat-soluble has to have the lecithin engaged in the transport. So anyway, we use fairly sizable quantities of lecithin in the products. Just yesterday, I was talking to a fellow who's very excited about superfoods, wanting to, have the best. So I'm saying, well, you know, we're using lecithin as a functional ingredient, not as a filler. And he says, well, I guess as long as it's sunflower lecithin, that'd be okay. And I says, no, we're using soy. He says, well, aren't you worried about soy? I mean, it's so bad. You know, anything that's got any soy in it, it just, you shouldn't touch it. And a whole bunch of these, you know, quote-unquote gurus out there, including the big players in the natural health and wellness, are telling people, don't do soy. Don't do soy. So they're all excited and perhaps confused about what that means.
I'm confused, so I'm not sure why they're saying not to use soy.
Right, so let's go back to what that means. All whole grains, all of them, whole wheat, whole soy, whole flax, whole anything. It's a seed, and every seed is defending itself against the rodents that normally naturally eat it with estrogen, phytoestrogen, which is plant-based estrogens. What that does is if a male mouse eats a lot of whole grain, he becomes sterile and doesn't reproduce as much.
Oh, nasty.
Well, no, it's beautiful. It's the balance of nature.
Mm-hmm. So, well, it's nasty if you're the male rodent.
Well, okay, but we need to have balance, right? The male rodent cannot keep on eating and reproducing to infinity because we would have a population crash.
Right.
So there is a natural balance in nature where if you as the rodent eat too much whole grains, you end up becoming more female-like, and your reproductive life is going to be less interesting.
Right.
Well, the same thing happens to a male, as in male human. If you eat a lot of whole wheat bread, you can become less male. If you eat a lot of whole flax, if you eat a lot of whole soy, and so on. So the trouble with soy is that these drinks, you know, the soy milks, mm-hmm. are essentially a concentration of a lot of grains. So it's a lot of that stuff heading your way all at once.
Mm.
I mean, if you eat one slice of bread of whole wheat, that's one thing. But if you drink a couple cups of that soy milk, that's like many, many, many times more of the concentrated soy goodness.
Right, right.
So therein lies the danger. Women should not want to become estrogen dominant, and men definitely shouldn't want to become estrogen dominant. So that's the don't eat whole grain so much so that you would end up with phytoestrogen problems.
So I don't drink a lot of milk, and what I use for my cereal is almond, I think it's called almond dream. It's made from almonds.
Right.
Now that's a nut. Does that qualify as a grain?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it will. Almond's nowhere near as rich in the phytoestrogen as the soy is, but it will definitely qualify. But, you know, don't sweat it. One cup a day, you can survive. But, you know, there are some people who are chugging it.
Right. Actually, just put enough to kind of make it wet.
Yeah. You know, which is a very different perspective than, you know, if you're a bodybuilder who's using soy milk because it's better for you and you're doing a gallon a day, pretty soon you're a girl.
And you're going to have a tough time putting on muscle mass.
Yes. So, yeah, that would be cross-purpose, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
So anyway, going back to the issue of the soy, we need to make sure that we don't overdo it. In moderation, anything goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have amazing bodies.
Yeah. Now, here's the other issue with soy. And that is the genetically modified production. Soy is pretty much guaranteed to be GMO if it's a North American source, as is corn. And we have problems with that, because what we don't know is what is it really doing in the body.
Right, and can the body actually absorb it and make use of it?
Oh, it can absorb it, all right. That's no problem. But it's creating these new proteins, these new cross links, these new combinations that we're not really sure how the immune system is going to deal with it.
Right.
So anyway, going back to the Exula, where the lecithin, which is based or made from soy, shows up. The lecithin itself is completely free of all the proteins. It has none of the proteins that would actually cause these reactions. So people, when they associate the word soy, all of the negative issues are associated to the soy proteins.
Right.
So if none of the soy proteins are left in the product that I'm offering you, should you worry about the word soy on it? Yeah, logic would dictate no, because it's none of the culprits that you have to worry about are left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
So, folks, not all soy is made equal. We, for instance, use a non-GMO source. And to boot, we make sure that none of the soy proteins are in the product that we use, only the goodness of the lecithin. Anyway, if I were to advise anybody, I would be saying don't take too much of it. Too much whole grain is not good for you. Now, that's a really strange thing, because, of course, whole grain is the healthy thing, right?
There's the other myth.
Well, no, it's not that. That's not bad. It's just that we're not supposed to eat a lot of grain. And that is the myth. The myth of the four-square meal. The myth of the, what is that thing called? The healthy meal pyramid, it's called, or something like that?
Yeah, there's a meal pyramid, that's right.
Right. And what they did is, of course, the most active lobbies, the wheat board and the egg board, egg and dairy board and meat board, and they all got together. And the vegetable and fruit guys didn't have good enough lobby, so they lost out.
Right.
Your meal or your daily food intake is supposed to be fruit and vegetables, and then a little bit of carbs and a little bit of proteins. But no, we have turned it upside down. We now have these meals that are constructed in a way to please your palate, but it sure doesn't do well for your body. So the myth that I would be putting forward is that carbohydrates are good for you. Not really. They're not. We, in North America, get too many calories and not enough nutrients.
Right. That's the big problem, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, in fact, this is the big issue, the calorie-rich, nutrient-poor foods, as opposed to nutrient-rich or high density of nutrient foods that you're supposed to be eating. And your body does that. You know, I've said this before, where you come to a restaurant, and you know you're hungry, so you order something, and you order this meal, and it has French fries with it, and it has a white flour bun, and it has plenty of fat on it, and all that, and you eat it. Oh yeah, and you top it off with a milkshake.
And apple pie. Don't forget apple pie.
Okay, an apple pie and a milkshake. So what you have just done is that you have ingested a pile of calories, like loads of calories, and very little in nutrients. I mean, the mineral content of that thing is minimal. The enzyme content of that whole thing is next to nil. And anyway, so there it is. You ate it. So 3 or 4 hours later, this thing is digested. Your body says, I need stuff. I'm hungry. So you do this again. So at the end of the year, you have put on about 50 pounds, and you have not nourished your body at all.
Right.
In fact, this is how that poor guy who was doing eat exclusively at McDonald's for
right.
a month.
Right, supersize me.
Supersize me, yes. I mean, that was a perfect example of what...
He couldn't get through a month.
Right. Yeah, his doctor was telling him to please abort this experiment because he was killing himself, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so the point is that if you're eating a food that's mostly concentrated foods, you're giving yourself a terrible disadvantage. And the concentrated foods on my list would be the grains, seeds, and meats, proteins. You need to eat less of that. And more of the fresh, water-rich, raw, uncooked, untouched, unprocessed produce. I think I should sign on for the Produce Lobby of America.
Mm-hmm. They need a spokesman like you for sure, Martin.
Yeah, they do. They need more voices like us, I tell you that. I don't understand how it happened that the farmers that make or grow and produce and deliver the vegetables and fruits did not earn or garner a better position in that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why is that the grocery stores are mostly, I mean, acres and acres of boxed, high value-added products? Oh, there it is. That's the answer. High value-added. Because if you start with a potato, the whole potato you can sell for 19 cents a pound, right?
Mm-hmm. French fries are $5 a pound.
Right, and potato chips are probably double that still.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's interesting, as you were talking, I was thinking of my uncles are all farmers, right?
Yes.
And one of my uncles in particular, you know, he's out in the middle of the prairies and, grows wheat. And he has this massive garden. And he grows all his own potatoes, carrots, tomatoes, strawberries, raspberries, pumpkins. And he cans them and eats them throughout the year, right?
Yes.
And certainly for a lot of the year, it's just go out and peas, beans, carrots, pick them and eat them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And more than enough for him to and his family to eat as much as they want. They never buy that stuff at the store.
Yes.
And he had a medical problem. He was very, he's in his 70s, 80s, and still out on the farm. And he was not very energetic, right? He was just, like, tired and slow. So
yes.
Finally, they got him to go see a doctor, right?
Yes.
And the doctor said, I have no idea why you're not dead. Because his blood pressure or something was so low, and that's why he was
tired,
right? So they gave him some medication and got his blood pressure up to where it should be, I guess, or with balance, whatever the problem was, got it back up to normal, and he was feeling, he's just back to normal, as chipper as can be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's the result of 70 years of eating carrots out of the garden and peas out of the garden.
Right.
And that sort of stuff, right? Because...
Mm-hmm.
He had so much life, energy, and force in him that even when it dropped below what most people would think would be, you know, there's the lifeline, there's the death line, right? It's way below it, right? Still going, right?
Yes. Well, good point made. Of course, not all of us can afford to be farmers and gardeners. So, you know, we are destined to be buying our produce from the grocery store, but at least we could be eating mostly salads with a little bit of concentrated food instead of mostly concentrated food with a little side dish of maybe a half a tomato and three slices of cucumber. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went traveling. I was in Europe. I went to this restaurant, and they had this sort of display of dishes, and so they had this side dish of salad, and then they had these massive plates of, you know, cooked food. So I said, can I order just a la carte? And yeah, so I ordered four salads and a side dish of potato. Ate all that. That was the most comical thing at the table, because those locals, they were just shocked. What kind of lifestyle is this?
Right, right. Oh, that's great.
So it's cultural, yeah.
Wow. So we've talked about the myth of salt, the myth of vaccinations, the myth of prostates and testosterone, the soya myth, which I thought was fascinating.
Yeah.
And finally, like a bonus myth, we talked about calorie-rich and nutrient-poor foods.
Yeah, the myth of the square meal, the myth of the nutritionist who knows what to do.
Right.
You know, the institutional food, yes.
Yeah, the institutional food, good way of putting it. Well, Martin, thank you very much. I think we've come to the end of this is a two-part podcast. I think probably one of our best. So thank you very much for sharing all this interesting information.
Well, it's been an interesting life, I tell you. Living it day to day and learning it the hard way. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew when I was 25 what I know now. And I guess even if I was told when I was 25 what I know now, I wouldn't have believed it.
Well, I was going to say, I wish I'd have known it when I was 25 too and had the wisdom to act on it.
Yeah. Back then I was bulletproof and immortal.
That's me too.
Yeah. So if you're 25 and listening to this, take it from Uncle Martin. Eat your superfoods. Start now.
That's right. Because when you're 55... you want to be feeling the way you feel right now, not the way most 55-year-olds feel.
Yeah. Okay, folks. Well, thank you very much for listening. It's a pleasure, as always, to share the time with you.
And, Martin, if somebody wanted to ask you some more about some of these myths or maybe some more specific questions about their own personal situations, what are some ways they could get a hold of you?
Well, they can start reading on the Life Enthusiast website, www.life-enthusiast.com. They could listen to us all the previous sessions at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, mm-hmm. or they could give us a call at 1-866-543-3388. Or if they want to dial the phone that rings on my personal desk, it's 775-299-4661.
Great. Well, thank you everybody for listening, and you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, folks.